With WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Few towns face a bigger decision next week than Albion. That's when voters will decide whether neighboring Marshall should permanently absorb Albion's school district. Faced with dwindling enrollment, Albion sent its high school kids to Marshall in 2013, and its middle school kids earlier this year. But annexation would still be a big step beyond that. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, those in favor see it as relief for a struggling district, while those against say it would be the undoing of local control over education.
On a warm day in April, Albion college students heap mulch by a tidy garden behind Albion's last public school. This used to be the high school, but now there are only elementary kids here, playing at the end of the school day. Professor Tricia Franzen is one of the project's leaders.
The middle schoolers left in January, so now we are working mostly with fifth graders. But during summer school, we work with all ages, from the smallest ones up.
With most of Albion's kids either in Marshall through cooperative agreements or elsewhere through schools of choice, only a few hundred children remain in the district. That's led the school board to consider annexation with Marshall. Friends and family members sometimes find themselves on opposite sides in the debate, where the big questions turn on resources, representation, and race. Let's start with money. Neither side denies that Albion's school system is deep in debt. The total amount is around $3.6 million.
Albion has suffered for more than 20 years with an economic downturn.
Amy Robertson heads up the Albion Chamber of Commerce, which belongs to the Albion Alliance for Annexation. She says Albion has started to see its businesses grow and investment come in from outside.
The economic vitality is dependent upon getting some of this old debt and old burden off of the community so that we can start being a community people want to purchase homes in, move to, have a job in, and reinvest.
But parent and Albion School Board trustee Sonia Brown does not see the debt as a reason to let the district be annexed. Brown has cast several lone no votes on the way to the May 3rd proposal. She says instead of annexation, Albion Public Schools could partner with another school system.
Another district would come in and operate our school. The Albion School Board would still be intact, and we would share services. We would contract out the services to another district.
Brown says that arrangement, known as the 105C option under state law, would give Albion schools a way out of debt.
During that time, our 18 mills that will be collected under any option. It's just a question of where the money's going to go. The 18 mills under the 105C option can pay down our debt at the rate of $1 million a year.
The district would still need to borrow money to get going in the fall. Jackson Public Schools had floated the idea of such a partnership, but it withdrew a tentative proposal after the Albion Board voted to put annexation on the ballot. Under an annexation, Marshall and Albion would share a school board. Parent Shimitha Wilson says she's confident Albion's interests would be represented. Wilson says she has not found the current Albion district very responsive. But with Marshall,
because they're reaching out trying to figure out, okay, well, this is a different environment of children, and it's a lot of them now, so how are we going to deal with it? So, you know, we'll probably have more input at Marshall than we did here.
But parent Shauna Gamble, who opposes annexation, points out that Marshall's school district has about 3,000 more registered voters than Albion's.
So what makes you think that we are going to have adequate representation on their board when they can outvote us?
The pro-annexation side says Albion's children can get a better education in Marshall, particularly now that Albion has lost much of its extra programming to budget cuts. Parent Aisha Ridley-Melton says she's glad her daughter did not go to high school in Albion.
They just had the basic classes. It was nothing that would prepare her for college. So Albion High School was not even an option for us.
But Shauna Gamble says for her, Marshall's academics are not so strong that annexation is the only option.
It's a basic curriculum. Obviously, it's better than what we have today, but I feel like the yes people aren't pushing for a better curriculum.
Gamble says in many ways it's Marshall that stands to gain from an annexation, from greater access to resources such as Albion College. People from both sides of the debate in Albion agree that racism targeted at Albion students has been a problem all through the district's cooperative agreements with Marshall. Several parents told me their kids had been called by racial slurs at school in Marshall. That includes Shimitha Wilson.
It was a shocker because I couldn't imagine that. I thought we were so past that.
But Wilson says for her, the educational benefits of annexation outweigh the drawbacks. At some point, Wilson says, kids are going to find out about racism.
It's better for them to learn now that racism does exist. It's still very much alive in the world today, everywhere.
But Albion School's trustee Sonia Brown sees things differently. Her son is a 10th grader at Marshall High School.
He knows he is a black male because society taught him that when he was a young child, even before he went to Marshall. But since he's been to Marshall, it's been more in his face. And we've had to have more talks about race and racism and being a black male in America within the last 2 years than we did the prior 13 years of his life.
At the Albion District's last school, a bus driver who gives his first name as Tremaine waits to pick up students.
I believe no is the way to go, and that's the way I'm going.
What does he hear from the students?
I asked the kid the other day, you know, and she said she did want to stay at Marshall. I asked her why. She said, better food. I mean, and this was a high schooler, so, you know what I mean? It's not like kids are going to, you know, look deep.
He says overall, the kids have a mix of opinions.
I have some kids saying no, you know, some kids saying yeah. Just like the city, I guess, reflecting probably their parents, you know.
If Albion voters approve annexation, it'll take effect July 1st. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.